Hey, Margaret.
Yeah, Anton?
You know what people don't talk about enough?
What?
Depending on the creator, sometimes shorter reaction videos are just better. Welcome to People Don't Talk About Young Royals. I'm Anton. My pronouns are he, they.
And I'm Margaret. My pronouns are they, them.
And we're people here to discuss the show our friends are sick of hearing us talk about.
Anton, what are we talking about today?
Today, we'll be discussing my favorite Young Royals reactors and Margaret's favorite Young Royals fanfictions.
Woohoo! The nature of this episode being bonus content related to the plot of the show means that unlike all other episodes of our podcast, we will not restrict ourselves when it comes to spoilers. Anything both of us have watched is fair game, and we've both seen through season 2, episode 6, and the first look at season 3.
Yeah.
I don't think that really applies here, but regardless.
Yeah.
Repeat, this episode could and likely will contain spoilers for the entire show up to season 2, episode 6. You have been doubly warned.
Alrighty. I feel like that's how I start a lot of episodes. Now that I think about it.
Alrighty.
Alrighty then. I feel like it's sort of the most Midwest.
I was going to say, it's very Midwest of you.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
Oh there. Okay there.
Let's sneak right past you just so we can talk about this real quick.
Oh.
This episode is just us making fun of Midwest
our own dialect. Well, I guess, you've grown up in the Midwest for the majority of your life. So do you identify as Midwestern?
No.
No?
No. No. I will always so proudly claim Boston is where I'm from.
It's fair.
The short answer is I'm from Wisconsin, but the answer that I feel in my heart is I'm from Boston.
Yeah, I'm Wisconsin, born and raised. I'm recording this in the same house where I grew up, so it's...
Hey, yeah. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
I was a transplant.
So anyway, the concept of this episode, we haven't even talked about it yet. If you listened to our previous bonus episode, you knew this was coming. If you did not, that's fine. Maybe you decided you didn't want to see the first look, and so you didn't want to hear us talk about it. That's also valid.
If you've been on our Instagram, pay attention to the comments. You might have seen this coming.
Yeah. I still can't remember if that was a DM or a comment. But...
Well, I certainly put it on our threads, I'm pretty sure. So if you pay attention to our threads, it's on there, I think.
Oh, yeah. There we go. My gosh, so much preamble. But, you know, bonus episode vibes. Although, who am I kidding? It's like that much more organized on regular episodes.
Hey, we were on our best behavior for Purple and Orange.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. That's fair.
Editing Anton isn't going to have that much work on that one.
Yeah. Alrighty. I guess cold open wise. Well, I mean... To make it feel like this isn't such a segmented episode, do we kind of just want to go back and forth?
Sure.
In terms of, and okay, full disclosure, I have roughly ranked mine, but Margaret,
I have a favorite.
Not.
Okay. Yeah. No. Well, I have a favorite, and then the other we'll ones favorite, it depends on the day.
Yeah, and I'm kind of the same way, so I guess we'll cover our favorites first.
Okay.
And I guess I'll cover mine first because cold open rules, I guess.
Yeah.
So I have mentioned this before. So it's also probably makes sense why we just get it out of the way.
Yeah, shout them out.
I don't know if if any of you have looked up this person since I've mentioned them, or her, I believe she her pronouns is, Brittany from the YouTube channel Gay Watch, all one word.
We love to hear about her.
Oh yeah. I have not watched, like, I mean, I can really only specifically speak to her. I mean, I watched other things, her react to other things, but, like, I guess, disclaimer, my section of this is going to be specifically their Young Royals reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some people here that I watch, like, just more, I watch, like, more generally, but in terms of, like, their Young Royals reactions, I would recommend. And I guess I've never really gotten into the specifics of why I like this channel, which I guess is why this bonus episode exists. If you go onto the YouTube channel, you'll notice that reactions are, I guess you might not have context for it, but their reactions are definitely on the shorter side. But probably like the shortest ones that I'm going to tell you about. But they're really concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I trill off like that, but like they're really concentrated. So it's like, she won't cover absolutely everything, but in terms of pure entertainment value and insights into character and story, I love her so much. Like, she had me from the very first time I heard her tagline, which is, well, her intro, which is, "Hi there, I'm Brittany, this is name of her mug, and welcome to Gay Watch, where we watch gay things." It's just that's
love it.
Yep. Yeah,
I love it.
I've shown Margaret a few of her videos relating to specific scenes, because, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, certain insights I have from this podcast are from this person, and so it's just like, yeah, I need just
yeah, not,
yeah I have to show her. I mean, the whole thing of this episode, but just like at least on my side, and I don't know how much more I can just. Say like I'm pretty sure, yeah, this is the only reactor on this list who I have rewatched these reactions all the way through, potentially more than once. And I think that's also part of the advantage of them being short, is like you can get through.
Yeah.
Unlike this podcast, you can get through her takes on the entire show up to this point. In the course of like 3-4 hours, if even, like the length of a season of Young Royals, you can see her reactions to seasons 1 and 2 of Young Royals. So,
well, you could see our takes to episodes 1 and 2 in a full 24 hours.
Yeah, well, almost. We got a little bit past, but
in just hours, over 24 yeah. hours.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Alrighty. I think I've babbled at Gay Watch enough.
Okay.
Actually, maybe I haven't. I don't know. I just like she and just further articulating why I love her reactions so much is that in terms of trying to describe like I guess what makes good reaction content for me is it is in the like I guess it's in the name, it's in the style of reaction, mm-hmm. because for someone who has watched enough content around the show, especially that I have people reacting to it, there are certain things that I start expecting or kind of that stop, and it's not the creator's fault. Like there are things that just stop feeling new after a while. When mm-hmm. you see 5 different people react to the same thing in practically the same way, I mean, it tells me a lot about, and it informs a lot of what I talk about on this podcast, but it also like in terms of pure like liking, like enjoying watching it, it's harder to click. And what I like about Britney is that a lot of her commentary is like kind of sarcastically musing to herself about like various things. And mm-hmm. like she's like little like doing bits with herself, like doing comedy bits with herself a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, especially with Young Royals reactions, I think a universal kind of measure of this for me is how much investment am I seeing in from this reactor, and like how much effort to like understand the show and the characters am I seeing?
Yeah.
And truly no one I've seen does that better than Britney. Like, she, I mean, in all the shows I've seen her react to, but especially her Young Royals reactions, I've never seen a creator with more empathy for the fictional characters on screen, and a recognition of emotional turmoil and the complexity of the various arguments of the show, but like between characters and within characters. And I mean, I guess this is okay, this is spoilery content. Like, she is the one of the first reactors I've seen all my favorite reactors don't really take a side on like the Wilhelm versus Simon debate, really. But she is the one who was just like quite literally distressed, like visibly distressed and conflicted the entire time through the end of season one. And that was the thing I think that truly endeared me to her, because she'll just make these like strangled noises of being like, ah, 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 and it's like, this is what I want from a reactor, is someone who takes what for me were really very internal turmoil and emotions and finds a way to really capture them out loud and on screen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think I've waxed poetic enough about my favorite.
Okay. So I thought for a while about how I wanted to do this, and I've decided that I'm just going to read the summary that the author gives and then say why I like it. Because I feel like that's the best way to do it.
You can read the title too? Okay.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And the author. No, I'm just going to not give anybody any information in case they want to read it. Yeah. They'll just have to find it for themselves. These are all on AO3. Because I am an AO3 bitch. Through and through. So this one is called You Don't Have to Hurt Anymore by Wilmon XOXO. This is my favorite fic for this fandom I think I've ever read. I cannot express to you the amount of times I've reread this one. And I think I read it for the first time like 6 months ago. So it's also, it's parental issues up the wazoo. I need you to understand that before I like get into the... I'm so nervous to read these. I don't know why. We do this every week. This feels so much more personal, though. I'm, like, panicking a little. It's okay. Okay. Running from his mother and her unattainable expectations, Willem finds solace in his brother's house in Berkshad. It was where he found a sense of belonging, a sense of hope that maybe one day he could, too, be brave like Eric and leave the bad, I can't actually say that word, but bad household. It only took one night for the boy next door to catch his eye. The boy lived in the house where screaming and fighting seemed to be a constant, who shooed away help like his life depended on it, but seemed to crave it so deeply in his soft brown eyes. And then it has an excerpt from the fic, which I'm also going to read because, truth be told, this was the whole reason I read the thing in the first place. This is what Wilhelm says. I just want to be friends with you. Bullshit. Because since the first night they met, Simon saw the way Wilhelm looked at him. It was the way his whole fucking town looked at him, but worse. Like he was broken, weak, someone who needed to be saved by the cute, privileged boy next door, even though he'd been protecting his family for as long as he could remember, even the one who was destroying them. Why do you say that? Because I see the way you look at me, Wilhelm. Because I think I might look at you the same way, and I don't want to be friends with you either. Or I don't want to be just friends with you either. I can't express to you what this fic means to me.
So, just for me, because I think I'm still kind of unclear on what the AU aspect of this fic, like, is there anything different about it?
It's non-royal. They still go to Hlershka, but Wilhelm does not board at Hlershka. Mm. He ran away from home, and he lives with his brother, and his brother lives right next door from Simon.
Mm, okay.
So, it's super non-canon. It kind of just uses settings and characters. Yeah. And, the general familial issues that they have. But there's such, an emotional intelligence in it that, and really solid communication that I've realized I'm such a whore for in Young Royals fanfic because we don't get it in the show.
I mean, I am not a person who engages with fanfiction. I, for whatever reason, it hasn't really particularly appealed to my fandom sensibilities, which is something that we've really long established, but something that I'm at least deeply entrenched enough in fandom spaces and chronically online enough to recognize what a lot of people get out of fanfiction, which is filling in gaps that the series has left and achieving emotional and narrative needs that they feel are being they've felt being unfulfilled or just a way to that's one of the big ones, I feel like.
Yeah, for me, it's more like I already care about these characters. Like, you don't have to convince me that I need to care about these characters. I already do. And it's not like filling a void, because I don't feel like there's a void for me that has to be filled, for the show. But it, I don't know. It just, allows the characters to live more in my head than just, watching the show.
That makes sense.
And I have read fan fiction for every fandom I've been in.
I mean, I watched reaction videos prior to watching Young Royals. Not too much prior to watching Young Royals. But I assuming you probably don't want to spoil the fic too heavily in case people want to read it, so that's probably all you'll want to say on that, unless there's any trigger warnings you want to give or general guidelines.
Trigger warnings, hang on, there might be some. Let me think for a second. It is a reoccurring topic in the fic that the reason why Wilhelm left was because he wanted to end his life. So,
trigger warning, suicidal ideation. Or mentions of attempted suicide.
Yeah.
Which also is going on this episode. Fun. Just realized.
Yeah. Sorry. A lot of these fanfictions are like, Wilhelm is depressed.
Fair. Fair and true.
or Wilhelm has anxiety.
Even more true.
Although, yeah, I had a solid like few weeks where the only tags I was looking at was like mental health.
You know, this isn't directly true, but season one is kind of the season of anxiety for Wilhelm, and season two is kind of the season of depression.
No, big time.
I mean, like, he's still anxious in season one.
And he's
depressed in season... No, yeah. He's still... Yeah.
I think you said that backwards.
He's still anxious in season two, and he's still depressed in season one, but in terms of, like, what is more prevalent...
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Because I think especially...
Duality of man, anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but I did.
I mean, I could make a different two joke that is fun for me. Anxiety and depression, the two genders.
Lucky thing I'm non-binary. Got them both.
No, yeah. For a long time, I didn't know how I felt about that meme, but like it's basically. It's only ever been used ironically in so.
Yeah. I love that meme.
The more you know if you haven't heard of that meme.
Also, the shout out to like anything, gotta be one of my favorite genders. Love that meme as well.
But I guess going back to what I was saying about how I watched reaction content before watching Aurora's for the first time. I've mentioned this show, I believe. I would imagine I mentioned it on Media Analysis Brain, that kind of unhinged Coming When episode where I just kept bringing up various media properties and comparing them to Young Royals. But the first reaction videos I ever watched were for Love, Victor, I believe. Mm-hmm. Which was a show on Hulu. And it's the first time I ever had a gay male lead in a teen drama, which is like my shit. Mm-hmm.
Way, really?
Whoa. No one would ever
crazy.
Guess.
Sorry.
I mean, Margot knows me a little bit more, maybe a little bit more than the listener knows how funny that is. It is that I said that like it was a revelation. But the listener probably also has an idea.
I mean, we have a whole podcast dedicated to.
But the very first reactor I ever remember watching, because it was like early days of Love, Victor, and I was like, it really became like a little bit of like an intellectual exercise to me. I'm like, I want to think about this story and like what it means, because it's like I'm still like this now, but even then I was like really like strongly, I was like constantly thinking about representation and like what was good representation and how we are moving forward, and like that's still very important to me. Like it's still a thing that I really think about, but like it was like really my only lens, I think, at the time that Love, Victor came out initially. But it was also just like I had feelings about this show because it was finally like, while it was not necessarily something that related really directly to the experiences of my own life, and while I definitely view it differently than I did at the time, now it was this like, it definitely felt like a finally moment of being like, we've gotten somewhere. And it, like, to me, it does in a way feel like the start of a subtle shift in the culture of at least media accessible by Americans. I can't speak internationally. Mm-hmm. But like, it was a proof of concept that definitely is imperfect, but I wanted to still share this experience with somebody. And so this is a very long way of saying the channel is called Abnormally Adam. Again, all one word. He is an Australian YouTuber with the biggest reactions to television that I have ever seen. The one thing I would tell you up front about Adam is that he, like, you're gonna get screaming, a lot of "don't touch me, don't touch me, don't even touch me" right now. just a like open mouth, like staring at the camera being like, oh, did that just happen? Like, he really does feel like a reactor's reactor, in the sense that and I don't know if that's just because he's the first one I ever saw, so he's like what kind of introduced me to the genre of YouTube video. But like, I have still to this day never seen someone who more like forcefully and audibly pauses the stream to just be like, no, wait, sorry, I need a second. Like, and so like, along with Gay Watch, like, he is someone for whom, if I have seen the same thing that he is reacting to, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna watch Adam's reaction to this because,
yeah,
it's just like pure serotonin.
I love that. I love how all of yours are pure serotonin and mine are not at all. Little to no serotonin to be found.
I was talking to Margaret, I think this was off pod, that like, I think the reason why I like reaction content is that it helps me, I think, as I guess already mentioned, like, it helps me process what I think about a show. It's because it's like I'm engaging with a conversation, or like a discourse, to use an English majory word, of like, it's nowhere, I'm nowhere near understanding like fan consensus or anything, but it's just like, I am not a person who rewatches things very often because I like each experience of a thing to be different, and like, which often means like requiring a lot of time between rewatches. And so reaction content filters something that I like in a new way, that at its best can like reveal things you'd never put together before. But at its most simple, it makes you like feel solidarity with the person who is reacting to this thing that you are both either coming to love or now like do love. And with the Young Royals, especially, mm-hmm. with reactions, like, it's so special to me how quickly anybody who watches this show gets invested.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's what really, it's the thing that like makes me feel not as weird for how much I love this show, because I'm like, yeah, once you're exposed to it, you get it. But on to your next fan fiction, I guess.
Okay. So, still AO3. This one's called Growing Pains by NerdGirl07. It's canon complacent. Yes. It is, except Eric lives. That's not even the word I'm looking for. Not complacent. Compliant.
Canon compliant.
Canon compliant. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm not an English
major. And for anyone unfamiliar with fandom terms, which we shouldn't.
Oh, it just follows the actual story.
It doesn't break from what happens in the show, except for the fact that Eric lives.
Yeah. So it's like a what would have happened if Eric lived and everything else still happened. The only thing that doesn't happen. Is this a spoiler?
I mean, we can't spoil it.
Nah, screw it. No, but I'm saying for the actual thing.
Oh, right. Got it. Okay. That makes sense.
I'm going to spoil it. I don't care. It's not even the most important part of the fic, so it's fine. The only thing that's different besides Eric living is he never denies the video. Which I love. Love that. Yeah. I love that in a fic.
Yeah. I think Eric living could directly point to him not denying the video.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Although, okay. Like, I mean, now we're just getting into full-on spoilers. I'm going to cut this, I think. But I'll figure out. I don't know. Because now I'm just curious. How do you get them to... How does the video happen? I guess you just kind of give
August could still be a
creep. And just different reasons for him.
Yeah. What happens in this is like it's literally like the exact same, like it's the same video. August is just like trying to get in the morning like he is in the show. But it's not because Wilhelm was like at the like initiation for the society the night before. So the summary is when Eric was 10, his baby brother was born. We're learning how much I can't read. He took one look at his brother's chubby baby cheeks and promptly decided he'd love him until the end of time. Willow was one when he said his first word. When he was two, his contagious laugh never failed to make Eric smile. Willow was six when he had his first panic attack, 9 when Eric left for university, and 14 when he started public school. He was 16 when the sex tape leaked. Through it all, Eric was there. Trigger warnings in this. Christina, horrific mother. If I remember correctly, Ludwig doesn't give a shit about his kids. Everything else is the same as...
Yeah, the trigger warning for the show itself. Makes sense. Yeah. I don't know how much we want to delve into the fact, about how popular Eric Lives fanfiction is in this fandom.
So popular.
Even know this as someone who has not read a lick of Young Royals fanfiction. Like, just being on Young Royals Tumblr.
It's, like, over a tenth.
Like, just by being on Young Royals Tumblr.
Of the fan fiction.
And it's, like, I think it's so interesting because it's, like, no one really seems to really have... It's, like, this weird thing where it's, like, no one really seems to have, like, utter grievances about how the way the show plays out. Because it, like, we love the show and it makes sense. But, like, the what if of that is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. I think it would have changed so much.
But it's like, I remember, I don't know if we haven't gotten there when we're about to get there in our coverage.
In like 6 months.
No, in like a week, a couple weeks. He dies at the end of episode 3.
That's true.
We're going to be summarizing his death soon.
In like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
6 months.
Yeah. But like, I've always considered it, and sorry, listeners, you're going to hear me repeat myself because I'm definitely going to say this on the next episode, but like, I've always considered it a thing where I didn't see it coming when I first watched the show, but the second it happened, I was like, yep, mm-hmm. That's the only thing that could have happened.
Yeah, it makes so much sense once it happens, but when it happened, I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, which makes it such a good twist. Like, it's honestly one of the best twists in fiction that I've consumed.
I think I might have cried, actually, when I saw that the first time.
I watched the season of Young Royals back when I was less in touch with my emotions, and I didn't cry at media as much, so I don't think I did, but...
That's really valid. I'm like 90% sure I cried.
Well, I mean, I
also remember where I was the first time I watched Young Royals.
I was just in my room, but...
I was at a summer internship, and I was in the bottom bunk, and my roommate and I were laying in complete silence at like 4 p.m. with the lights off. She was in the top bunk, I was in the bottom bunk, and we were both just laying there doing our own thing in complete silence in the dark. It was beautiful. And I was watching Young Royals. I don't know what she was doing.
I don't even know if I've mentioned this. Shout out to the fact that I think I mentioned, but I've mentioned from the very first episode of this podcast that I watched the start of the pilot of Young Royals, and for whatever reason didn't connect with like the first 5 minutes or so, what I say in our first episode is like, nope, too heavy for me, and then I stopped, which is true. Like, it's like the first initial bit is
it's quite overwhelming, heavy.
And if you're not like, especially for like, I can get, I think I, as someone who does get a very emotionally invested in media, like I do carefully curate when I feel like I am ready for a certain level of emotional devastation. And like, I read the vibes.
Yeah. Like, sometimes you need to watch Heartstopper and sometimes you need to watch Young Royals. And so that's
like,
okay.
And so like, and I truly kind of just dropped and sort of forgot about it. And then I go on a yearly vacation like pretty much every year cousins go, and one or both of them were like, hey, have you seen this show? Have you seen Young Royals? And I started it, couldn't get into it, and she looked affronted. She looked offended on my behalf because she's like, Anton, I know you, and if there is any show that you need to watch, it is this show. And I was,
I love your cousin. I don't even know who this is, but I love them.
She was one who was.
It was this one.
Yeah,
queen.
But yeah, queen. So she literally, yeah. So. And then I watched it like it was the week after I like came back from vacation over the summer.
You know what that means though, is that we owe this entire friendship to your
cousin. Yeah, and this podcast.
Yeah,
she did mention that when she found out I was making this. She's like, I am the one who made you watch. But also, I let her say I told you so, because I was like, I was like, afterwards, I was like,
you got to.
Okay, you're so right. Like, if there is, and I think I've said this on Paul before, but like, if there was any media that I feel like is at least tailor made for me at this stage of my life, is this. Like, this I definitely do think I have media for like different stages of my life, or at least I have so far. And like, Young Royals is it for this period of my life. And so I watched it, and what's even funny is that like, I don't know if I was necessarily like an overnight diehard fan. It was it was this weird thing where it's like, I finished it all in a single day and was like, whoa, wow. And like, within a lot of Netflix shows, you're like, okay, hope it gets a season 2, and I'll I'll enjoy that when it comes out, whenever it comes out. And you can just go about your life. And then somehow, some way, I got more heavily into reaction content somehow in just like my free time in college as a way of just like just having something to watch and something to do to turn my brain off. And I was just watching so many Young Royals reactions. And
yeah,
that is the thing that really solidified my like love for and investment in the show. Cause I'm like, I knew I liked the show, but it wasn't like a thing that constantly occupied my mind until I saw so many people react, like watching it, and was like, oh wait, no, this is really good, because I'm not a person who rewatches things. Cause like, so like I couldn't be like, I was like, it was like, yeah, you get it. You get what I'm saying.
I do get what you're saying.
The thing about this is that was like one of the most fundamental differences between us is though that you rewatch constantly. And yeah.
I was rewatching it this morning.
And so I guess transitioning away from that enormous tangent, that is fun bonus content, but it's like not, I mean, PGTA crack, guys, like we said last time, thinnest excuse for an episode. Like, we're just going through lists, and it's, we've been here for so long.
I can't wait for do you remember the episode idea that brought us to PGTA crack as an idea?
Isn't it rating characters as vegetables? Yeah.
I still think about that a lot.
Noodle shapes. Yeah. Stay tuned when we're completely out of ideas and we just decide to do this. So.
Or the like chaotic good, neutral, evil, loft, like.
Yeah, that was the initial idea based of this, but as mentioned, this is kind of just our catch-all for when we just want to talk about things. Next reactor. And I'll probably go through a little bit faster because I'll now that I've really talked about why I like reaction videos, I can really just now talk about specifically why I like these creators. A story worth telling is two British dudes, two gay British dudes, who, similar to Gay Watch, but honestly a bit more expansive than Gay Watch, their whole thing is like looking at LGBTQ representation in media. But that also includes like music videos, the occasional movie, et cetera, et cetera. And their channel was actually pretty new when they watched Young Royals, from what I could remember and from what I could tell. It's one of two channels on this list that is like that's a duo. But something that is automatically great about that is banter. And a group that can be greater than the sum of their parts, in terms of they're very different personality wise, but still very close friends. And so it's like, they will often have debates in discussion after watching an episode, but also sometimes during an episode they'll be like, well, no, I think this, and you're like, that's ridiculous, that doesn't make any sense. You don't make any sense right now. It's very fun. I really like their, I mean, I really like their mission statement, and they're just very very cool. Had to put them next, and now we're getting to more of like the very much rough ranking. I think should I just go to my next two so we can kind of start rounding out?
Just
knock them out.
Yeah, let's do it.
My next one is a channel called Demon Trash. And their tagline is we watch junk. they are essentially the most unhinged level of fandom girlies you can think of. And Margaret gets what I mean. Hopefully the listener gets what I mean. Like, occasionally they'll call various villain characters Dark Daddy. Not on Young Royals, but like in other things. Like
Christina Dark Daddy.
But like their whole thing is like essentially being problematic on purpose. In a way that somehow manages not to be cringy because it's completely unapologetic. I can't remember if I've mentioned them on the podcast before, but if I have, I definitely have mentioned this aspect of it, which is not just like a trigger warning, but like a heads up. Their August opinions are interesting. Their Marcus opinions are partially based on not being able to read the subtitles for certain lines.
Oh, it's these ones. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
So we've had long discussions about their Marcus opinions.
And they have since completely repented, but it does make their season two reactions a bit hilarious to watch. because okay, and this is a spoiler podcast. They missed the part of a lot of the conversations that make season two, episode three, a turning point in understanding Marcus as a character, and what his feelings for Simon are, and how he's
douchebag,
and how he is responding to them, or like following through on them. I'm trying to be a little vague because we want to leave space for when we cover that conversation in like a year or more. So
we're gonna rip them to shreds. I'm so excited.
But they're very in a similar way to Abnormally Adam. Their reactions are great. They're probably the most highly edited of the ones on these lists, like in terms of like there's a style of reactions content that's very meme heavy, and a lot of Young Royals reactions don't really take that form, at least the ones that I really like, at least my top ones, but like they'll just kind of include a lot of old vines and just funny references that do make it a very entertaining watch.
Were you a Vine kid?
I was not, actually. A lot of my like Vine knowledge and like general like a lot of my pop culture knowledge comes from watching so many reaction videos that like will kind of pull from kind of the same well of especially like like queer culture memes, like queer memes.
Loved Vine.
Yeah. Anyways. My last person is Jackie Ross Lavender. Ross Lavender is hyphenated together. They are definite. He is definitely reached the most prominence for his Heartstopper reactions, but he does have Young Royals reactions. And it, I really like, similar to what I said with Brittany, like his emotional connection with characters and like deeply considering the events happening on screen and finding a way to meet them head on by not, and not kind of just do throwaway reactions. Because as someone who's apparently become somewhat of a connoisseur of the genre through sheer exposure, the, in my opinion, the form of reaction that I get the least out of is one where not a lot is said, period.
Mm-hmm.
And two, where everything is sort of just like your first thought and not necessarily putting things together, if that makes sense. Like, you, I mean, and from watching enough of them, I understand the impulse to feeling like you do need to have a reaction for a scene in order to have enough content.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that can lead to things that don't fully feel authentic. But my favorite reactors are ones who, for whom this does feel like genuine emotional investment and a, like, just an effort to really take content in and think about it deeply. Which, if you haven't learned from me enough about this podcast, it's something I like to do. And I like feeling like, to an extent, I have found my people, sort of thing. Like, so, like, I love analyzing media, but in the most, but there's something about and I love video essays, but there's something about reaction content that does feel very pure and honest in a way that I do really like, because it is like it's clipped up for copyright and everything, but it still is this instance of, oh yeah, I remember the feeling of watching that. And it allows you to re-experience things over and over again with a slightly new perspective, which I think is basically another way of saying something I already said in this episode. But yeah.
All right. I originally said I didn't have these ordered, but I realized that I do actually have them ordered. Okay. This is, again, it's a canon
compliant?
Yeah. Client. Yeah. Yeah. All these words look the same in my head. Canon compliant, but Eric Lives. That's pretty much the only difference, once again.
And it's called?
Screwed. Just like being screwed over. Screwed. And it's by Fandom Commitment Issues.
And what do you like about it?
Just that it's what would have happened, but Eric is alive.
Are there differences from the other one to distinguish it? Is really like,
it's less traumatizing.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a lot less of leaning into Christina being a terrible mother. And it's just like more on par with how bad of a mother she is in the series.
Fair. Fair.
You know, it doesn't take it to the extreme. That's really the only difference. But, yeah. All of these are, like, full-length fics as well. They're, like, 50k plus words. Mm. So, most of them are longer than that.
Yeah. Yeah, so know that with each of these, you are getting a bit of a... bit of a greater investment than the reaction videos in terms of you're going to be reading a book. Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. And then Shattered by S. Writes and Reads. It's Eric is alive. There's a common theme here. But it's different in that it picks up right as the like the video released 2 weeks prior to when the story starts. And the car accident happens, but it happens like after that. And Wilhelm and Eric are in the car. And that leads to like Wilhelm and Simon like reconnecting down the road in the story. But they get into the car accident on the, like, Eric is tasked with going to pick Wilhelm up from school after the video. And that's when the car accident happens.
So, yeah. So, very much taking the pieces of the show and, like, reordering them and kind of seeing what happens.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Interesting.
And then, As Long As We Have Each Other from, I have no idea how to say this. GROENENDAEL. I don't know how to say it, but that's what it is. And then it is post-canon of season 2, so it's picks up right after the Jubilee. Everything else is the same, and it's just like, what happens next? Based on what we've seen of season 3, none of it is going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very off base, and I wouldn't be surprised if the author stops writing it now that we've seen some of season 3. But when we had no knowledge of what season 3 was going to entail, loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I do want to cheat a little bit that I do have an honorable mentions list for reasons. But I will try to keep it brief. I don't know if you have any honorable mentions, but
you know. No.
Yeah.
But you list yours off, buddy.
Because as established, I've watched so many people react to Young Royals, and so cutting this down was actually more difficult than I thought it would be. Honorable mention to Harry Allen, solo British dude, but he has the distinction of having probably the longest reactions I've ever seen, because he will pause within videos and discuss for like and like theorize and like think and like think out loud for like minutes at a time before continuing to press play. And so they're definitely very thoughtful videos, but in terms of really needing a mental investment and like following his thought process, it can be hard. It can be harder to follow Your My Life, My Very. Kai Nicole, it's KY and then Nicole. I really like her. I really like her reactions. Her upload, like, I mean, as a channel, her upload schedule has been a little bit all over the place due to various like personal issues that she's seemed to have. But all of her Young Royals reactions are up. So she's a very to the point way of reacting, and she's like very just very very like particular with her words, and like she like under she like understands what's happening, clocks what's happening, and like has an opinion, which I gotta respect. The next channel, the final two channels, I can only recommend so much. One is Jaffa Takes. It's a pun off of Jaffa Cakes, which is a British food. Jaffa, and then Takes, TAKES. British woman who I found her channel when we'd started this podcast, and have been watching each of her episodes to prepare for This Week at Hilarishka or a Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've only seen her reactions to season one, episode one, and season one, episode two. But I know she has reactions for all of the other episodes that are out. And I do like her a lot. I just can't speak to any of her opinions post the first two episodes. She's very fun. She's very bubbly. She's very, she's just a chill person to watch, but I couldn't put her on my list of top five in good faith. And then finally, this last person, I definitely can't really recommend because she's only released her reactions to episode one and episode two of season one. Because I found her through Heartstopper reactions, and then, as is the way that often happens in almost all of these cases, is whichever you start with, your comments will recommend the other one.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've talked about in other bonus episodes how it's like this is a very intermeshed fandom for reasons that both make sense and also don't. And so this was a case where she watched Heartstopper, and then people like watch Young Royals and then compared it to other like more dramatic like more angsty shows that she's watched. And to kind of get her to like be like, it's a mix between this and that and blah, 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 blah. And to her credit, she's watched the first two episodes of Young Royals and was like, this is nothing like Heartstopper, guys. it's just two guys. And that's what.
It's just queer.
But I don't think I've said her name. Her name is Jessely Cruz, Jesly. And then last name Cruz. She's just fun. I mean, I was worried that because I didn't know what her, based on what she'd seen, seeing what else she'd reacted to, I didn't know what her experience was with like non-English media. And so like I specifically this might be exposing what my private YouTube is, but I commented like, hey, make sure that you're watching with Swedish audio and English subtitles for the best experience. I was that bitch. I had to be. I had to be. I'm like, you're a small enough channel. I'm gonna do this. And then she responded to me being like, I watch K dramas. We're fine. I was already planning on it.
She said, I got you. Damn.
Because there are some people on this list that I didn't even think to make. I enjoyed the reactions a lot, but I didn't put them on this list partly because we started off with English audio. because sometimes people's Netflix defaults to it, and I don't fault them, but also,
you know, okay, I
don't know how many listeners are English audio or their own language audio. It's, I, and I like under I like understand. It's just not how I interact with the show. So
I was watching Young Royals on my roommate's Netflix over, like, the school year because she was logged in. I wasn't going to log out just to watch Young Royals. So it was going to screw up her algorithm. And every once in a while, an episode would start in English. It would be in Swedish all the other times, but it would start and it would be, like, for whatever reason, that episode decided it was going to be in English that day. And it was the biggest jump scare.
I've ever
experienced.
Every time I hear the English audio, it's like, this is a scene that I know. But in a way I've never experienced it before. But yeah, there's one reactor I want to shout out so badly, but she has no Heartstopper reaction. She has no Young Royals reactions.
Does she react to?
She reacted to Heartstopper, and she's like one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. But I keep.
I was like, how'd you find her?
But I don't even know. I think I might have found her through Heartstopper. I can't even remember, but.
Valid.
I mean, PDTA crack. This is about us, not even fully about the show. Her name is your internet mom, Ash. Your spelled you are.
Yeah, you've shown me this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her so much. I just the day that if she ever reacts to Young Royals, which is like she's been fully respecting the like SAG-AFTRA like actor strikes here in the US, and I'm like, bestie, I mean, I think she's still like understandably hesitant about a Netflix property, even if it is fully a foreign production, which makes sense.
It does.
We support unions.
We do. We absolutely do.
If that wasn't clear from our Simon opinions, our Simon character episode alone just broadcasted our political opinions.
What? No. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Big time.
Shout out quickly to the listener who suggested this idea.
Big shout out.
I
hope they enjoy this hour and 15 minute episode.
There probably is some silence to cut out and everything, but
okay, hour and
I hope you enjoy this long episode that was still longer than I was expecting it to be.
Everything we do is either way longer than we expect it to be, or we realize halfway through we have nothing to say.
Or not as much to say as we thought we might. But, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to keep up to date with when we release new episodes and other pod-related announcements, you can check out our Instagram or our threads at People Don't Talk About. We can't say what our next episode will be. Lies. I always start reading that.
Blasphemy.
We always start reading that. But our next main episode will be Revolution. But you would have known that if you listened to this week of Hilarishka, which no judgment if you didn't. But it's I've run out of outro. And with that, all that's left to say is
Let's start a revolution,
baby.